Let's pray.
Let's pray.
We invite you, Lord of Lords, to be in our midst. Touch each and every heart in our midst.
Work
in a marvelous way, your word reaching the depths of our hearts. Work, Lord, in an amazing way.
Amen.
Amen.
Izwi lethu lanamuhla silfitext lethu silfika ngokaluka isahluko sesibili.
We find our text for today in Luke chapter 2.
Ngokaluka isahluko sesibili.
Luke the second chapter from the first verse. We'll read quite a few verses.
Kwathi ngalezo zinsuku kwaphuma isimemezelo kuKesari Augustu sokuba kubulawe kubalwe izwe lonke.
In those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered.
Lokhu kubalwa kokuqala kwenziwa uKoreniyo engumbusi waseSiriya.
This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria.
Bonke baya kubalwa yilo nalo emzini wakubo.
And all went to be registered, each to his own town.
Naye uJosefa waphuma wakhuphuka ephuma eGalile emzini waseNazaretha wayeJudiya emzini kaDavid othiwa iBethlehema ngokuba wayengowendlu nozalo lukaDavid.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem because he was of the house and lineage of David.
Ukuyobalwa kanye noMaria owayemiselwe ukuba abe ngumkakhe ekhulelwe.
To be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child.
Kwathi beselapho zaphelela izinsuku zokuba abelethe.
And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth.
Wazibula ngendodana wayembesa wayilalisa emkhombeni ngokuba bantula indawo endlini yesihambi.
And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
Kwakhona belusi kulelozwe ababeli hlezi enhle belinda umhlambi wabo ebusuku.
And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night.
Ingelosi yenkosi yema phambi kwabo inkazimulo yenkosi yabakhanyisa nxa zonke besaba ngokwesaba okukhulu.
And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear.
Ingelosi yathi kubo ningesabi ngokuba bhekani nginibikela izindaba ezinhle zokuthokoza okukhulu okuza kuba kubantu bonke.
And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people."
Ukuthi nizalelwe namuhla umsindisi onguKristu inkosi emzini kaDavid.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
Nalokhu kuyisiboniso kini Ngiyakufumana umntwana embesiwe elele emkhombeni.
For this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
Masinyana kwaba khona kanye nengelozi uquqaba lwebandla lasezulwini. Lumdumise uNkulunkulu luthi.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying,
Udumo kuNkulunkulu kweliphezulu, nokuthula emhlabeni kubantu abathokozelwa nguye.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.
Kwathi ukuba zimuke kubo izingelosi ziya ezulwini, abelusi bakhuluma bodwa bathi, asihambe manje, size sifike eBethlehema, sibone leyo nto eyenzekileyo inkosi esazisile yona.
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.
Bephuthuma bafika, bafumanisa uMaria noJosepha nomntwana olele emkhombeni.
And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
Sebebonile balanda ngalelo zwi abatshelwe lona ngalowo mntwana.
And when they saw it, they made known the saying that they had been told, that which had been told them concerning this child.
Bonke abezwayo bamangala.
And all who heard it wondered.
Ngokukhulunyelwa, ngokukhulunywe kubo ngabelusi.
At what the shepherds told them.
Kepha uMaria wagcina onke lawo mazwi ezindla ngawo enhlizweni yakhe.
But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart.
Agesgcine khona lapho.
We'll read so far.
Indaba kaKhisimusi yasuka yanyakazisa umhlaba wonke ngisho nezulu. Ngiyabona ukuthi kwathuthumela nesikhoko.
This about Christmas shook and affected everybody on earth, in heaven, and there was even shaking in hell.
Kusho ukuthi bekuyindaba enkulu.
It was
uAdam noEva beseparadisi. Sebonile baqoshwa uma sebekhishwa amakherubhi amiswe emnyango ephethe inkemba yomlilo ukuthi bangaphindeli khona.
When Adam and Eve sinned, they were expelled from the garden, and cherubim were placed there at the gates with fiery cherubim and swords to prevent them from entering in again.
Kodwa manje ngokhisimuzi, leyo ngelozi, noma lezo zingelozi, elinyi iBhayibheli lithi ingelozi, elinyi kumusho lithi izingelozi. Angitholanga ithuba lokuthi ngihlolisise ukuthi empeleni ngeSebheru kuthiwani.
Now, in the text that we've read, it says the angel, or in another translation, angels came.
Zame mnyango, yavaleka indlela yokubuyela eparadisi. Kodwa, ngokuzalwa kukaJesu, igudluziwe leyo ngelozi. Selvuliwe isango, noma bani angangene paradisi namhlanje.
So though those angels stopped anybody from entering into paradise, now with the Christmas story, It is the angels who now have removed this obstacle so that anyone, he who will, can go into paradise. You see how great this story is of Christmas? That God should then open this gate that was closed, and they should be those angels sent away forever. Though we give each other gifts at Christmas, they fade into insignificance in comparison to the gift that our Heavenly Father has given us. He who gave us His only begotten Son. In 1962,
missionary Don no Carol Richardson, bahamba baye New Guinea.
A Reverend Don and Carol Richardson went as missionaries to New Guinea.
Labe kwele kona mazimu.
There where many cannibals were.
Amazimu phela bekhona nalakwe lakithi.
Remember that there were even cannibals in our country as well at one time.
Lapha sithi nyakato, lapha sithi ningizimu, maninga amazimu ayekhona la.
In Zulu, they have a word for north, but the word in Zulu which means south literally says where the cannibals are many.
Ngezo 1962, bekusadliwa abantu.
So in 1962, it was still the norm for them to eat human flesh. They regarded it as the number one delicacy. Well, I think we thinner people, they wouldn't have bothered. But you who are plumper, well, they would have started with you.
Ubaba, kamakoti wasembalane. Philip, seine Frau, die ist nicht hier.
Yes, there she is.
Oh, da bist du.
Now,
Nam, steh mal auf, dass sie dich sehen.
Philip's wife, there she is. Do you see her?
All right, setz dich. Uyise.
Her father.
Ube missionary le ePapua New Guinea.
He too was a missionary in Papua New Guinea.
Bahamba bakhuphuka intaba.
And they went up the mountains.
Uma befika phezulu engajwayele ukhuphuka izintaba ezinjalo, wangena endlini wahlala phansi wakhumula icathulo zakhe ngoba iinyawo zakhe besezithanda ukuba buhlungu.
He wasn't used to climbing such heights, and when he got into one of the homes in the village, he took off his shoes because his feet were sore.
Ah, so say, namasogis.
And his socks.
Umay sedi kona lapo, kwase figa umunyum zaluane wakona li, wat au, gyakolisa, gyakre lugutako gi katulu zake, oba umabe boni za I nyao za zake zimshope, bayalingeka kungathi bangamhlaba bazidle.
One of the local inhabitants who had become a Christian said, quickly put your shoes back on Because otherwise, if they see your feet attractive like this, then what? He will put them into temptation to want to eat them. They would say that human flesh is a real delicacy. When I was very young, there was a film about regarding the cannibalism here in KwaZulu, but I have looked since then but can't find it. Now this missionary Don Richardson and his wife Carol went to New Guinea. And preached the gospel there to a group of people known as the Sawi. They were cannibals.
Bebe tata ikobolondo lekhanda no mama kobolondo ikhanda babeke phansi bakwenze kube umqamelo wabo.
And they were headhunters using skulls as pillows.
Why say balindaba yengane yokthula?
And then he wrote a book called The Peace Child.
Uma esebenza phakathi kwamasawi.
For when he had been working among the Sawi,
wathathi ivangeli likaMathewu wafunda lona ebachazela lona.
He had taken the Gospel of Matthew and read it to them and he tried to explain it.
Kodwa uma esefika lapho uJesu
but when they got to the place, when he got to that story of Judas Iscariot betraying the Lord Jesus, they all clapped their hands and cheered. Judas's betrayal of Jesus. He asked, why do you clap your hands? They said, well, obviously, Judas is the hero of the story. He was so intelligent that he was able to outwit Jesus. He was deeply disappointed that at this serious point of the betrayal of Jesus, they actually cheered the betrayer. His quandary was, how do I reach these people with the gospel? Because for that tribe to betray somebody and outwit them, that was a true hero. Then he prayed, asking the Lord for wisdom, how he should reach these people who seem so close to the gospel. Now Now, the tribes there were at war constantly. And should they be the victors, they would have lots of
flesh.
But then one day, he observed that after this battle, the king went to the king of the opposing tribe. He came with his own son. And he presented him, he gave him over. He asked, what has happened here? And they explained to him, well, this is the peace child. They won't be at war again. They will not have friction. For the king has been willing to sacrifice his own son, he's given his own son to the enemy. And that child was named the peace child. It was the peace bringer. Then he said, Then he said, Lord, I thank you. Now you've opened the way. And so he took this cultural event and he went back to the tribe and he said, now this is what the gospel is. Just as you have been at war, but the peace child brings peace, so to God the Father, though we were his enemies, he gave his very own begotten son as his peace child. Then the Then they said, we understand now. So this is the gospel you're trying to tell us, that God gave his son. So God giving his own son, that is the real heart of the gospel. But let us return to our text. That a decree went out in those days from Caesar Augustus that everyone should be registered. Now rulers of the earth, kings like to know how many people they have in their kingdom. But it wasn't just a census of people that should be registered, but also they had to register their property. what they owned, their animals, their homes, so that they should be able, the king or the emperor could tax them, because kings like tax. On the one hand, it is understandable and good. Roads need to be built. There needs to be infrastructure and hospitals, etc. But nevertheless, there is the bad side. The other side is that they take it and more than necessary, so that they should put it in their own pockets, and there's corruption, as we know.
Washaya umthetho ukuthi akubalwe umhlaba wonke ngoba wonke umuntu bedinga ukumlalela uma ungamlaleli so inyama yakho isizophiwa inyoni.
By this time Mary was expecting, and it was drawing closer to the time of birth, and at this very moment there was this decree, the announcement of a poll or a registration, and if should you not obey, you would be food for the birds. Rome was the capital of the whole empire, the whole known world.
Lazo zonke izinto zomhlaba, izinkanuko zenyama, zonke izinto ezikwebezelayo, besise Roma, ngisho inqaba yenkosi kaKhesari, ibiyakhiwa ngegolide.
Rome, and especially the palace of the emperor, was full of glitter and glam. Even the palace was even made with gold. Now I've got something in my ear that doesn't work too well.
Now,
just as I need to go to Durban to a specialist for this hearing aid to be able to fix it up, a technician who knows what he's doing, so to you. If you've got something wrong in your life, you need to go to the specialist, the one who can help you to fix your life. Back to Rome. There were thousands upon thousands of soldiers and officers. Now Caesar Augustus was a pagan among pagans. He knew nothing of the word of the Lord, and of God, and of Jesus Christ, the scriptures.
Now zonke izizwe zonke zibalwe ngosuku oluthile.
So one day from his desk there was a decree that was signed by him, or there was the seal that every single person was to be counted in the whole empire.
Ngisho nale abajuda nabakwaIsrayeli, wonke umuntu ahambe aye kwelakubo ayobhalwa khona.
Even the Jews and those in Israel had to go back to the town of their birth.
Manje ke ngenxa yokuthi uJosefa kanye noMaria bebe inzalo kaDavid, bekufanele ukuthi baphindele emzini kaDavid eBethlehem.
Now just as Mary and Joseph, their town of birth being Bethlehem, they had to return to it for registration.
Bekuyibanga elide,
quite a distance.
Kwabo, mhlambe uhambe mahora angamashumi amabili noma angamashumi amabili nesihlanu uzofike la.
And it was far away, 20 to 25 hours of walking it would take.
Manje ingekho indlela yokungayi, bekungumthetho ofanele ukulalelwe baye khona eBethlehem.
There was no way out for them. They had to obey this law, and so they had to go to Bethlehem.
Angekho amatekisi, bekuhanjwa ngenyawo.
There were no taxis for them. They had to go by foot up and down hills. The people of the day said, this is an awful decree. They looked at it from a human point of view and not from God's point of view.
Ngoba lo mntwana ozozalwa nguMaria kudingeka ukuthi azalelwe le eBethlehem, hayi la eNazareth.
For the child in Mary had to be born in Bethlehem, not in Nazareth.
Njengokuba izwi lithi kuMikha,
as the word
says
in Micah chapter 5,
Kepha wena Bethlehem Ephrata, omncane ukuba ube phakathi kwemndeni yakwaJuda.
You, O Bethlehem, you who are but little in Judah,
ngiyakuphunyelwa ngovela kuwe oza kuba ngumbusi kwaIsrayeli okuvela kwakhe kusukela endulo ezinsukwini zaphakade.
From you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from old, from ancient days. Jesus had to be born.
Baba prophet bathi uzozalwa eBethlehem. Uma kungena kwenzeka iBhayibheli loba incwadi yamanga.
Had to be born in Bethlehem. Otherwise, what the prophets, what the scriptures said would turn out to be lies.
Waze wayake bahamba lelo bangelide baze bafikele khona.
So they traveled this long distance till they arrived there.
Kodwa uma besebefika khona kuthiwa indawo ayikho.
But once they had arrived, they were told there was no space, no accommodation. So they were troubled. Now tell me, what do you think was the reason why they didn't get accommodation? Maybe you'd say there were too many people there. Or I don't agree.
Maria no Josepha bebe mpofu kakhulu.
You see, Mary and Joseph were extremely poor.
Uma sebe khamuka uMaria eseyilesisimo base bathi kinda wayikho abantu abampofu abantu abangelutho.
And so when Mary came in her condition, they said there is no room, for they were just of low caste, not unknown nothings.
But abangalala le phansi enzansi esibayeni senkomo.
Till they were given a place down there underneath where there was a stable for animals.
Kodwa uma kade befika nenqole enkulu yamahashi namahashi aqwebezelayo nama AIDS namasosha awu bebezolungiselwa indawo ngoba phela thina sibona sibuka isimo somuntu uma umuntu empofu umuntu engelutho awu singamfaka le.
Had they arrived, however, with royal-looking white horses and a whole security entourage, they would have been welcomed. Room would have been found for them, but no, they were told, there is no room, down there you go.
Kumbulani ke ukuthi uKesari Augustu ubehlele enqabeni enjani yegolide kodwa sokufika uJesu oyinkosi yamakhosi yena ophethe izulu ophethe umhlaba ngesandla sodwa yena oyinkosi yamakhosi adelelwa abuyiselwe eceleni. Kodwa uKesari umuntu ongelutho ongumhedeni thola isikhundla esiphambili. Hayi thina abantu bomhlaba sisizukulwane sisigwegwe.
Keep in mind that Caesar Augustus, you could say the king of the world at the time, he lived in a royal golden palace. But for Jesus, who was king of kings, no room could be found. We human beings get things the wrong way around.
UJacob uthencwadini yakhe umfowabo kaJesu.
James, the brother of Jesus.
Wafana wathi uma kufike umuntu ongelutho mpofu uthi hlala la. Uma ungena umuntu omkhulu ocebile kuthwa ayi awusuke wena. Utetelelo aphiwe isikhundla esiphambili. Sinjalo ke thina bantu basezweni esinosathane enhlizweni.
James says in his letter that when a poor person comes and he sits down, if a richer person comes, the poor man is shoved to one side, told to go to a more insignificant place, and the rich man given the most prominent place. That's what we are like, we people in this world, with Satan in our hearts.
Kodwa kumhluphanga uJosepha, akumhluphanga uMaria, lopha uma sebehleli khona, sebethola umntwana, bazibona ngathi basezulwini.
But this didn't trouble Mary and Joseph when they were in that place and the child was born. For them, it felt like they were in heaven.
Kushukuthi umuntu wasezweni ufuna okwasezweni kodwa umuntu wasezulwini uma enokwezulu A
person of the world seeks the things of the world, but a person who is heavenly, he is fully satisfied with the things of heaven.
Ngoba bayawubona lo mntwana lapha emncelisa ubenganaku umquba wembongolo wemuzi wembuzi wenkomo wenkabi lotho lotho lokho.
For they could gaze upon this child, and as she nursed him, they were not put off by the donkeys and cows and oxen and sheep, not at all.
Lapho kumenyezwa khona ngwele 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 inkazimulo yakhe igcwalise ithempeli lonke uma isefika la emhlabeni iphunga lokuqala lizwayo lomquba wenkomo
the Lord
umquba wezimvu kodwa akekho phakeme njengoJesu.
The Lord, when he was in his temple, it says it was filled with his glory, and the angels shouted, "Holy, holy, holy." And this is the same Lord who is now born. His first smell is one of cow dung and of sheep dung, but he is Lord of Lords. And he is king over all. Why? For you.
Joseph and Maria baseli la ikoneni balungisele ikhono. Bejabula kube ngathi basezulwini.
Mary and Joseph.
Basizathu sini ngenxa yalo mntwana.
Though they were shoved to one corner, they were perfectly happy there. They were perfectly content. Because they had the Lord Jesus, the same too is with us. If we truly have him, if Jesus is in the heart, we have everything. The thing is, we human beings get things the wrong way around. We put the cart before the horse.
Kodwa, uma khona uJesu, konke lokho akunamsebenzi, noma uhlonishwa, noma uhlonishwa.
There is perfect contentment with the one who has Jesus, whether he's recognized or not, whether he has position or not, whether he's wealthy or not, it doesn't matter, so long as he has Jesus. Things change when you have Jesus. All your pride vanishes. The thoughts that you were something, that you were important, goes. It vanishes.
Kwahlanganelwa kwamantshi bekhona nezimantshi nekhulu zomhlaba sadlala endlini kwathelwa itiye nekofi kwasweleka umuntu ozothatha seve ngathi nalithuba lami ke ngavuka ngathatha itray ngahamba ngabaseva 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 bangbuka 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 bebona lo mfundisi sekwenza lokhu babuza ukuthi ubani lo kodwa uma sekuqedile umandli wakhona wathi sengizocela uste umfundisi tekeni akube yena othandazayo wathi hey ngiyabona indaba uJesu uthi oyiphakamisayo uzokwehliswa uma ufuna ukuba yinto uzokuwa nakanjani khuphuka emthini khuphuka uye phezulu uma usuphezulu lelo gathe elincane lophuka we kuyoba khulu ukuwa kwakhe nokulimala kwakho.
A long time ago, under the white dispensation, it happened at Mapumulu that a certain politician from the white government came there. The magistrate, they hosted him in the magistrate's home, and all the important dignitaries were there, but there was no one to serve tea. So I saw it as my chance, and so I was able to serve them with a tray. Then they asked who he was. And then, they asked me to pray to give thanks. Now, we've looked at Bethlehem. We've looked at Rome. Let's go to heaven now. When Jesus was born, all of all of heaven was shaken. The myriads of millions of angels were so astonished. They said, let's go to earth to see this thing. And so they came as the hosts of heaven.
I don't know. Manje bonke abasezulwini beze emhlabeni yini kwenze njani abantu bazalelwe umsindisi.
I don't know if there was even an angel left in heaven. They all wanted to be there where Jesus was born. We people like to ascend to heaven, but these angels left heaven. They wanted to be there where Jesus was.
Zesha. Ukuqaba olukhulu lwezingelozi zehla ngokwehla kwazo kwakhanya pha ebusuku njengokukhanya kwelanga nxa zonke bashaywa uvalo abelusi.
And all the hosts were there and appeared, and the shepherds were terror struck. Frightened, seeing this astonishing sight.
Ngoba bekhona ojakalazi, bekhona izilwane zasendle, zadinga ukugadwa, kungafani nalephesheya lazihlala khona endlini ebusuku.
Now, the owners of the sheep were in their homes. The ones who were the shepherds, they were simply the laborers out there. You'd find that they were being looked after. Like you find that they need to be looked after here in South Africa, otherwise they would disappear. Not like in overseas countries, they would be safe being the flock wandering.
And ebusuku ebusika kukhona neqhwa lapho ngikhuluma nomfowethu khona manje ngithi kuhamba kanjani athi kuhamba kahle kodwa abaningi abakwazi ukufika kumhlophe qhwa iqhwa imoto azikwazi ukuhamba emgwaqeni.
In winter, it would be very cold. Even snow sometimes. My brothers just phoned me. They are there in Switzerland holding services. He said many couldn't come because it is just white with snow. It is so ice cold. Many are simply tuning in to listen on radio to the live broadcast.
Ngato wajabulo Alex. Ngoba ube fisa kanjani ukubona iqhwa ulitholileke manje mbazeke konke imoto zihluleke ukuhamba ngenxa yeqhwa.
And so the cars, everything are covered with snow and ice.
Zehle ingelozi ezulwini. Zathi belusi ningesabi, abelusi abantu abaphansi, abangelutho, ibona babikelwe indaba enkulu. Kwabezulwini omncane la uyoba mkhulu le, omkhulu la uzoba mncane le.
And so these simple laborers, these shepherds, they were the ones who had the privilege of all the angels announcing the good news that Christ was born to them. They were the privileged ones. The great shall be the least. The least shall be the greatest in heaven. It was an amazing event. And though frightened, the angel said, "Do not fear, for we bring you the glad tidings that the Christ has been born, the Messiah has come, and so he brings salvation to you and to all the world." Salvation has come. Remember there in Adam and Eve's paradise, the doors were closed, they could not enter. But now, on this day, the doors are open. For unto you the child is born, the Redeemer. How marvelous it was. A certain preacher in America, in Philadelphia, after preaching, a certain visitor, a stranger, came to the preacher. Saying, "You know, I didn't really appreciate the way that you preached. Because we preachers are believed by many." I remember being in Lausanne. After the service, two ladies came.
Saying,
"We did not enjoy the service. You were shouting. We had to put our fingers in our ears. Can't you just speak normally? Why do you shout so much?"
Oh, ngahlonipha nje ngathi ngiyabonga iseluleko senu.
I humbly, in honoring them, I said, thank you for the advice. But the next day in the service, I preached with a very soft voice. They came to me again.
But how?
And they said, tell us, What's wrong? Are you ill? I said, why? They said, you know, we thought maybe you're depressed that you speak in such a soft voice. I said, well, look, you are the cause. You're the ones who said that I shouldn't speak so loudly, so I did it. Well, that was the end of listening to women who tell me that they don't like the preaching. Now, people are like that. They easily criticize. It is said in Germany, an old man was walking. He got onto a donkey with his grandson who was walking. A person came by.
What? How? When a mutum dala usele mbongolweni.
And the story goes that, and in the story, a person then rebuked the old man on the donkey and saying, why do you have the privilege to ride and your poor grandson has to walk? He got down, put the child onto the donkey. And so they walked again. Then another person came.
Said,
saying, what? You child, have you no respect? Have you got no brains in your head that you make an old, respectable man have to walk?
Oh.
The old man, didn't know what to do, so he got onto the donkey with his grandson, both of them. Then another man came along.
What? Oh, ya fimbongolo.
And said, the poor donkey, how can you do this? How can you do this to this creature? Have you got no feelings for the poor donkey? And so they both got off then. So the old man then He said to his grandson, now you stand on that side of the donkey, I'll stand on this side, and we will carry the donkey. You see, if you listen to people all the time, you will be driven to do silly things. Now the preacher in Philadelphia, in America,
Kwafika stranger emva kwa kuye emva kwenkonzo.
The stranger came to him after the service.
Ngikhathele kuyilokhu ukhuluma ngesiphambano, ukhuluma ngesiphambano, ukhuluma ngesiphambano njalo.
Said, I'm exhausted hearing about the cross. All you speak about is the cross.
What ngabe ngono?
And they suggested it would be better. Don't just speak about the death, the crucifixion. Why don't you?
I would wafanje wabethelimthini.
Why don't you just speak about him as the teacher, his good teachings, not just about Christ dying on the cross?
Wathi uma ngikushumayeza ngoJesu ukuthi kusho umfundisi kuye lo solayo ukuthi unguthisha uyasifundisa nje.
He then replied to this person, look, if I only speak about Jesus as the teacher, will you obey? Will you obey what he said as a teacher? The person said, most definitely yes. Then the preacher said, now, firstly, Jesus never sinned. And he says to you, do not sin. Now tell me, can you keep that?
What? Oh, I angazike, angiboni, ngoba ngisoni, ngiyabona ukuthi ngingona.
The person said, well, I don't know. I doubt it. I'm a sinner after all.
Why is it we are born again? I've seen the good thing it's ngikufundise ngalo oyisibonelo kuphela. Ngidinga ukuba ngishumayele ngomuntu ozokusindisa ezonweni zakho.
Then he said, now you see, it does not help to only speak about Jesus as the teacher. I need to also present him as the Savior, the one who saves you from your sins.
As the
as the crucified one. Now, what a great honor, the greatest of honors, that the hosts of heaven should announce this to the shepherds and that they should sing the song. What a privilege it will be one day to hear them in heaven. Now actually, the original text does not say that they sang. It says the hosts said, they spoke. This host,
udumo kuNkulunkulu kweliphezulu nokuthula emhlabeni kubantu abathokozelwa nguye.
This host of heaven then spoke the praises of God. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth and goodwill to all men.
That's for the himmlische Lob gesang.
The heavenly praise. The song.
This was banenhlanhla abafayo abakhothamayo abayizulwini banenhlanhla kunathi eselemuva.
The song that the shepherds had the privilege to hear, blessed are those who die in the Lord, to quickly hear that choir again.
Hey, asibuyeke siyahamba isikhathi.
Now let's get back to it. The time is going on. Let's go and look at heaven. And from heaven, let's now look again at Bethlehem.
Bakhuluma ke lokho kubelusi. Uma sekuhambile ikhwaya lasezulwini, bathi belusi ake siphuthume manje sigijime siye edilobheni siyobona sibuke lento esifikelwe yona.
The shepherds then said to one another, after the hosts of heaven singing or praising and saying the song had gone, they said, come, let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has been told us.
And they didn't walk slowly.
They went with haste to go and see this marvel that they had been told
about.
Not like the Pharisees and scribes and Sadducees there in Jerusalem. Who, when Herod called them all together and said, where will this king be born? They said, he'll be born in Bethlehem. Knowing the truth, but not one of them went to Bethlehem.
Did you understand that?
This
they
means,
know it, knew it in their heads, but not one of them took a step and went there. What does that mean? Nothing else than that you are a NPA signboard next to the road. It says, Stanger there. So many kilometers. Greytown there. Durban there. But that board doesn't go there. It just stands where it is. Many people, I don't know how many here amongst us, are the same. They know it. But they don't take a step concerning it. They don't go to see.
Lokhu kuchaza ukuthini na? Kufana neboard emgwaqweni. Lapho kuchaza ukuthi uyele amakilometer angaka ukuyastenga noma Great Town noma Thekwini. Kodwa iboard lisala nje ali eThekwini noma Great Town noma Stenga. Banjalo abantu abaningi bayalazi iqiniso kodwa abayi khona.
Bashiya umhlambi, bashiya izimvu. Bachia konke. Bahamba baphakamisa inyawo. Bathathi nyathelo kokushesha. Baya khona ukuzobona. Ababikelwe kona. IBhayibheli lisitshela okuningi. Kodwa ngazi ukuthi wena uyaya yini kulokho.
But the shepherds went with haste. They went in a hurry as quick as possible to go and see the Christ child in Bethlehem. I wonder whether you are like them.
So, for your own salvation's sake, don't stand like a road board. Just pointing to the right direction. But you don't take a step to go there.
Ogusho ukuthi ke wena ke musu kufana neboard lomgwaqo. Uyalazi iqiniso nama direction kodwa awikho.
Ungazi ukuthi ungumuntu kodwa empeleni uyiplangwe.
You can say you're
la wiplangwe elfile elodliwa umuswa.
Say you're a person, but you're as dead as the signboard, as a piece of wood to be eaten by ants.
Bagijima bafika khona uma befika khona bekufika njengokuba beshilo umntwana usongiwe ngemkhwintsho ngengubo ilele khona emkhombeni wenkomo nangu Maria nangu Josepha bamangala.
So they went in haste and they found it to be exactly as they were told. There was the child wrapped in swaddling clothes in a manger. There was Mary. There was Joseph.
Bathi qiniso lelo esatshelwa uNkulunkulu ngezingelozi ngoquqabo olukhulu phezulu sizalelwa umsindisi uMesiya.
Then they could say, indeed, it is true what the angels said, that for us the Savior, the Messiah, has been born.
Basuka khona lapho, baphindele muva, kodwa bayi kumhlambi wabo, bangena imizi ngemizi, bakhuluma nabantu. Abantu bahlangana nabo, qhamukaphi invelaphi. Athi salelwa umsindisi behamba beyimemeza indaba umhlaba wonke.
And then they went back, but not to the flock, but rather home after home. They went and told what they had experienced. They shared this good news about the Savior who had been born.
Hi, sambili isikhathi.
It's getting late. It's an hour and a half now into the message. We need to leave it. But let me ask you this. When the shepherds then experienced this, seeing the Christ child, they could not keep quiet. They went to house after house, telling the good news. Is this not the greatest story ever told, that to us has been born the Savior, the Messiah, the Redeemer, the one who saves us and forgives us our sins? If you keep quiet with this message, you are accursed.
Uma wambona uJesu akwazi ukuthula ngaye. Uma uthuli ngaye, awukhulumi ngaye.
If you've seen Jesus, you cannot keep quiet about him. You are lying if you say that you've met him. Your faith is dead. So let me close now with this story.
A
certain preacher was preparing his Christmas sermon.
Ay lapho esalungisa wafikela ukukhathala wafikela ubuthongo.
While he was preparing it, he fell asleep.
Wayesephupha usezweni elingenalo uJesu.
And dreamt a dream that he was in a land where the people didn't know the Lord Jesus.
Uma hamba phandla likisonto elinobhoshongo veza okhomba phezulu ezulwini.
As he walked down the streets, there wasn't a single church he saw, not a single steeple.
Uma isahamba nayingane encane iyakhala ithi umfundisi woza umama wami uyafa.
And then he noticed a little child who came to him saying, please come to my mother, she's ill, come and help her. When he took his Bible, he noticed that it ended at Malachi. There was no New Testament. All that pertains to Jesus born as the Savior, all of the Gospels were absent. He bowed his head and cried like a little child.
He wept in bitter despair.
Wakala,
because he could offer her no hope
beyond
the grave.
Ogukhulu ngoba akakwazanga ukunika ithemba kulo ofayo.
Khona lapho umfundisi waphaphama ebuthongweni.
And at that moment, the preacher awoke from his dream, from his sleep.
Wayeseva ikhwaye licula, licula.
And he heard a choir singing with great enthusiasm. Christmas carols. Joy filled his heart.
Joy filled his heart and his soul.
As
never before.
Kube singathi akuzange kube intokozo enjena.
And they sang, joy to the world, the Lord has come.
Ikhwaye lacula ukuthi intokozo emhlabeni wonke ngoba umsindisi ufikile.
If you claim that you're a Christian, but you keep quiet, and this joy is not in your life, and you can't share it with other people that are on the way to hell, let me tell you that you know it from today. You're a liar and you know not a real Christian. You've got to be born again. You've got to be changed. You've got to meet with Jesus. He's here, but not there.
Uma. Ucabanga ukuthi ungumzalwane kodwa lentokozo eyagcwala enhlizweni kwalomfundisi uma kungekho kuwe kusho ukuthi kusukela namhlanje wazi lokhu ukuthi awuzange uzalwa kabusha, awusindisiwe, udinga ukuzalwa kabusha, uphenduke.
Ngiyacela Nkosi ukuthi le nkonzo ingabi yizeleze.
That this word, this message would not be in vain. Let these words reach the very depths of our hearts. Changing us. As you change those shepherds.
Singakwazi ukuthula ngendaba, singena imizi ngemizi. Sikhuluma indaba kaMesiya.
So that we cannot keep quiet about this, so that we would
sindisi,
go into homes. Go into homes proclaiming that the Messiah, the Savior has been born. He is the one who forgives and sets free from sin.
Amen.
Amen.